Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man, and here he is in the building. What's happening, Teddy boy?
I'm nice, bro. How it is?
Are you winning?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look cool. I mean, so you've got that part down pat in terms of being South Africa's next massive super mega star.
Wow, appreciate that.
You grew up in Klerksdorp, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about growing up in Klerksdorp.
It's quite actually a long story.
Okay.
But yeah, it's grew up there. I went to school there from grade one till matric. Being Zulu, it's a Tswana vibe that side. So yeah, it's been that. It's been music all my life, producing for other niggas, other people, and yeah, producing for myself. So yeah.
Dope. So it says that you were in the school choir from grade 1 to 12. How did the school choir form the fundamental of what your music sounds like today?
You know, it played a real big role because with music, it started with church first because I started singing at church at the young age. I was like 8, 9. So it grew from church to school, from school to the street. So it played a really huge it played an impact on my music right now.
Dope.
Yeah.
Now, when did this move to Johannesburg kind of come? Or was there another move before that? Or was it kind of Joburg where the music thing sort of really started to pop off and become something that you wanted to do?
It has been happening where I used to live, but it's obviously like you need to come to Joburg to like, you know. So, yeah, in the industry of Northwest, I've been around the yearly events of the year, like locally and all that. So coming to Joburg was a move in 2013, 2012, back and forth, going home, coming back, back and forth. But now, and then I met the right people.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the reason why I'm here.
So now you've been here, what, like 4 years then?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years hanging
in
out.
In and out. Yeah.
Oh, so you go back to the Northwest quite a bit.
Yeah, I do go back.
Dope.
A lot.
And kind of tell me a little bit more about making the decision to take this full time and to make music the thing that you really want to do. How did that decision come about?
To me, it was a passion at first. And again, it's something that chose me. Like, because to think about it, the age where you need to think about your life goals now, you start realizing this thing is...
What age is this? How old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay, this is the age. All right, yeah. Quarter century. Now there's truth to it. I hear you, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So making a decision of saying, like, you know, I don't want to work anymore, you know. I feel like this has been part of my life since a young age. So why not do this? Because the response, everybody's saying, you're good, bro. Like, so I had every reason to do it. It all alone
and to go and make
nothing
it happen.
Else. Yeah, straight up.
So tell me for a second about kind of figuring out what your brand is and what your style is and what your music is going to be about. I mean, is that sort of something that you focus on and you decide, or is it a team of people that are putting it together? And kind of how are you figuring out what exactly it is that you're going to be known for?
For me, I'm saying the music speaks for itself. I have a whole lot of ghetto vibes in my music, but I also have, the secret is keeping it local but also keeping it international. Someone who's in the States would listen to that without even worrying about the language barrier, you know. So for me as a brand, I wanted my brand to be like universal but still keeping it South African, you know. Even though you can sense the Western influence in it, but there's too much street in it. There's too much.
So we listened to your track Check. What is Check about, and what was the creative process in putting it together?
Oh, actually, Check was inspired by a night out. You know that moment you're in the house getting dressed,
yeah,
and you're like, cooler back or check? did you call the honeys? Yeah, the donnies are ready. Yeah. Check, you know, it was that. It was like, okay, it was a hook. Came back from the...
So it's a literal check of everything.
Yeah,
okay.
Check everything.
I see.
It's about to be a turn up, so I'm checking everything is proper.
Tell me about some of your highlights in your musical sort of journey thus far. Some of the things that you're super proud of.
I'd say a lot, actually. There's a lot. Especially where I'm coming from in Northwest. Because in Northwest, like, I think I made my name. Most definitely. So there was a lot of stuff. And me meeting the team I'm with right now is one of those. Producing for other people, too, that really got a chance to be in the industry, you know. So, yeah, those are most highlights for me. Like, seeing other people grow with what I had input in.
And tell me more about this team that you're with now and how it's kind of changing things up a little bit.
First of all, they're dedicated. Like, they're dedicated, totally dedicated. And I've met a lot of people before, and but these people that I met right now were like, they were music lovers at first, you know? It wasn't about business at first. Like, business, no, it was love at first. We love your music. We would love to push this for you. And, you know, we're not trying to rip you off. We just want to put you out there, you know, and use our expertise and whatever we got to make your music heard, get your music heard. And
I dig it. All right, hanging out with Teddy Boy. More with him, other side of this.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, more with Teddy Boy now. So we took a listen to your track Check a little earlier on, but I know that very cool music video you were shooting very recently. Tell us about putting visuals to a track like that and how you go about doing that.
It was quite a job, but we enjoyed it. But because, like, the track itself, it's party vibes.
Yeah.
So, you know, party vibes, it's just having fun, proper locations, and yeah, just executing the tracks, you know, it's nothing major, but yeah, it's too nice, it's too nice.
And tell me for a second about sort of your creative input on that. What is the vision for the video, and how are we going to sort of see that come through in what the final product is?
For me, it was breaking, even though it's like a ton of trap, you know how it is right now in the industry, to make a video dope, I should have that Lamborghini or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I should have bottles and whatever, you know. But then again, for this first video that we shot, I felt like, let's just keep it clean, you know.
Yeah.
And make it as natural as possible. Like, people were just chilling and shooting that, you know. Yeah. It's not like maybe you're trying to...
Yeah, you're not trying to come across...
Visually, it was us...
Hanging out,
chilling,
which
good
is cool.
Locations and all that.
Which is very cool.
Basketball vibes.
Dope.
Like, street, that's what I'll say.
Where do you want to take this whole music career to? What's your big plan of action, the thing you really want to achieve?
Ultimately is having a big name in the industry production-wise and being an artist. Because, okay... Being an artist for me is a plus, but creating something magical, something nice with another person, it means a lot to me, you know? Someone is telling a story on my beat, I'm on production, whatever. Ultimately, I want to be known as one of the biggest producers in SA.
Very cool.
And across borders. Yeah.
It's been very cool to meet you, Teddy Boy. If you can leave us with one final line that you want everyone to know and think of when they think of Teddy Boy, what's that one big line?
Live.
It's not even a line, it's a word. Even better. Listen, bro, thank you so much for stopping by, and all the best for the year ahead.
Yeah, straight up. Thanks, Lord. I appreciate it. CliffCentral.com.